Dear friends, good evening, and thank you for joining us for another Gnostic Lab of Practical Application. Today, we are going to put into practice what we learned in our lecture on Tuesday as we covered the topic of the seven chakras. And what we will do today is that we will discuss in brief detail some of the information that we covered on Tuesday, specifically what is the influence of the seven vowels of nature over the seven centers of the human machine. And then we're going into an exercise of relaxation, and we will focus ourselves into chanting mantras, focusing on the chakras. That is going to be the extent of our practice, and it promises to be a very, very fruitful one. So let's review what the mantras for the chakras are. What is it that these words of power do to us? I guess that the simplest way to state it is resonance in the human organism. It is to enable these magnetic centers, these seven primary magnetic centers that exist along the spine and the head, to vibrate harmoniously. The more harmony we bring into the body, the more harmony we can see extending into the mind, the emotion, and the physicality. And as that harmony translates itself into calmness and serenity, we can then see many abilities, faculties, and virtues slowly start to spring forward. The seven vowels of nature correspond with the seven magnetic centers of the human machine. These seven vowels are E, A, O, U, A, S. That letter I is pronounced E, and it allows for the gentle vibration of the chakras in our head, specifically the chakra Sahasrara and the chakra Ashna. Sahasrara is at the very crown. Ashna is right there in between the eyebrows. The first one is connected to our pineal gland. It corresponds with the sexual organs. The second one is connected to our pituitary gland, and it corresponds with the heart. When these chakras vibrate in harmony, they start slowly granting the practitioner the faculties of polyvision, the ability to also see with the internal eye, the eye of dogma. The next vowel is the vowel E, that is pronounced A. This one corresponds to the larynx. And the creative larynx grants us the faculty of the inner ear. It is through this inner ear that we can hear the music of the spheres. We can perceive and receive the sounds of the inner planes of consciousness. The letter O corresponds with the chakra Anahata, the heart, and it allows for the vibration of this center where all of our merits are stored and measured. Awakening the faculties of the chakra Anahata in the heart give us imagination, inspiration, and intuition. That means that it enables us the ability to see. It gives us the opportunity to understand things by grasping their spiritual significance, their spiritual reason to be. The next one is the vowel U, chanted U, and this one allows for the gentle vibration of all the organs that exist within our solar plexus. The chakra exists in the area of the lumbar spine, and as it vibrates, it allows centers like the liver and the spleen, the foundation of the astral body and the foundation of the ethereal body, to vibrate harmoniously. It is this solar plexus, the center of telepathy. It is here where we can receive the thoughts of others. But also here, the physical body is capable of absorbing solar rays, the most gentle solar rays that come from that star that illuminates us every day. And as this energy is absorbed, it is through the spleen that this energy is then distributed throughout all of the great glands of our endocrine system. At night, at those times when the physical body is resting, then we have unfolded in our astral body. The letter A is chanted Ah, and it allows for the vibration of the chakras in the lungs. These chakras give us the ability to see our past lives. And this is a very, very useful faculty. Because when we embrace the principle of spontaneity, and we are asking, begging our innermost to show us examples of events that are similar to the events that we are seeing now in our past lives, well, we can start making better understanding, deeper comprehension on why the circumstances that surround us today are what they are. That letter A also allows for the vibration of the thymus gland that is also associated with the heart. The letter M allows for the vibration of the mercury of the secret philosophy. The letter M is the mantra that allows for the vibration of water, in this case, our creative waters. And the letter S is the sound of the fire of Devi Kundalini. When we dedicate of our time to chant daily, we slowly start developing the internal magical powers of these magnificent seven centers. So if we can dedicate 10 minutes or 15 minutes, that is way better than no practice at all. And before long, you will notice that as you are chanting these mantras in sequence, there is a very special sensation of softness that will inundate your physical body. It is a softness that goes beyond what you have already experienced with the relaxations of the body that we have been putting into practice for so many weeks. And as you enjoy of that, and you allow to lose yourself in satisfaction and gratitude, you will notice that you will intuitively continue to add and build time into chanting these mantras. Before long, you would be able to perceive, even if for a brief moment, even if it's just for a fraction of an instant, to hear something that is key, to see something that is crucial. Before long, you will experience those faculties of inspiration and intuition so that you don't have to rely on the logical processes of the mind to be able to grasp the significance and the reason of things, so that you can experience the spiritual reality of whatever it is that you are inquiring about. So now that we have a good feel for what these mantras do for us, let's go ahead and assume a comfortable posture. I will ask that you remain seated for the duration of this practice. Whether you sit in the lotus posture, or whether you sit comfortably on a chair with your feet flat on the floor, either way is good. What is important is that we are sitting so that we can give ourselves the opportunity to reach that particular transition state between the vigil state and the sleep state. Let's allow the physical body to relax to such a degree that the chanting of the mantras becomes effortless. So as we are comfortably sitting down, allow your hands to rest on your thighs. And let's go ahead and take a deep breath in. 1, 2. One, two. And let's start by making ourselves aware of the sensations in the physical body. If there's anything that is bringing about any discomfort, anything that feels a little tight, uncomfortable, take advantage of this moment and either loosen it or remove it. Whether it is your shoes or your socks, your belt, your earrings, any pins that may be holding in your hair, this is a good time to gently remove them, set them aside in a safe location so that when we're done with the exercise that we don't inadvertently step on them. And as we have done that, let's come back into our comfortable posture. And as we take a deep breath in, 1, 2. Let's make ourselves aware of our emotional state. Many of you may find yourself joyful because of this opportunity. This new opportunity that we have been given to unite ourselves, just come together, our hearts united as a big family. To not only enjoy of this moment, but to put into practice all of these exercises. Because we know that when we practice in unison, our practice becomes stronger. When we come together like this, we become powerful elements of support for each other's spiritual work. Some others may find themselves a little indifferent. Others may be walking into this exercise still carrying the remnants of some worries that manifested during the day. And yet some others may feel just the remnants of the effect of uncertainties, the ambiguities that come along with the many challenges and problems in life. And also in some cases, there may be some who come and arrive to this exercise feeling the latent effects of frustrations that took place during the day. Maybe some fears, maybe some traces of sadness. Dear friends, whatever our emotional state is, what is important is that we have the opportunity and the ability to be there and perceive it, to acknowledge it, without a need to justify it, to hide it, to label it, to put any blame, but simply be there and perceive it. And we will perceive it with gratitude. And we will perceive it with a great deal of satisfaction. Because what is important is the awareness that we develop about that emotional state. Being aware of our emotional state means that whenever thought emerges, because thoughts precede emotions, it will become easier for us to see which aggregate exists behind that thought. And because we know that observation leads to comprehension, and comprehension leads to elimination, then so much more reason for us to be grateful for this moment. We're going to focus our attention on our feet. And using the practice of the gnomes, we will use our objective imagination to see that our body is populated by an infinite amount of little gnomes. And we will let these little gnomes walk out the soles of our feet one by one. And as we do that, we immediately feel that sensation of relaxation that goes from the toes throughout the foot to the heel and the ankles. We can feel that sensation of relaxation that grows up our shins, our calves, our knees. And we immediately start feeling that sensation of softness that comes with this relaxation. We are certain that this relaxation emerges spontaneously, and that it emerges without any need for any strenuous effort. So we will focus our attention in our breath. And we will focus on breathing in through the nose and out through the nose, in such a way that the breathing becomes almost imperceptible. In gratefulness for that flow of prana that goes in and out of our body, we focus on our breathing, and yet we bring our attention back onto our feet. And as we observe those little gnomes leaving our body one by one, we immediately notice that that sensation of relaxation grows from our knees, deep within our thighs, all the way up to our hips. And from deep within the thighs, the relaxation radiates itself, slowly but surely, towards the outside of the body, bringing that sensation of softness to every tendon, every tissue. We continue focusing on our breath. And with every exhalation, we feel a sensation of relaxation that grows deep within our hips and brings relaxation into our creative organs and our glutes. We once again focus our attention on our feet. And as we observe these little gnomes leaving our body one by one, With every inhalation, that sensation of relaxation continues to grow upwards in our body. And with every exhalation, it expands outward in our body. And so with every exhalation, we feel, how is it that our internal organs release any tension, any stress that may have been affecting them throughout the day? And we feel the relaxation of the muscles in our abdomen. We feel the relaxation of our diaphragm. We bring that sensation of relaxation to our intestines, our liver, our spleen, our pancreas. And we notice how our exhalation now becomes a lot more deeper, longer, more profound. Once again, we focus our attention on our feet. And as those little gnomes continue to walk out of our body, we feel the relaxation inundate our heart, our lungs, reach our neck and our shoulders, and from there cascade down our arms onto our elbows, our wrists, our hands, and even radiate out of our fingers. Notice the sensation of relaxation that inundates your body. And be certain that at any moment you can always invoke of your Father who is in secret and ask your innermost to bring back this very state of relaxation, whether today during our practice or during your upcoming days, at whatever activity you're doing, at whatever circumstance you're experiencing. We experience this sensation of satisfaction, this sensation of relaxation with a great deal of satisfaction because it is just right. And thus, we focus on our breathing. And as we exhale, we allow that sensation of relaxation to grow into our jaw. And we relax the muscles of our jaw. We relax our tongue and our lips. We relax the muscles of our face. We relax our eyes and our eyelids. We relax the muscles of our forehead. And as we continue to breathe in through our nose and out through our nose, with every exhalation, we feel that sensation of relaxation growing from the base of our head upwards. Until it fully engulfs our head and finds itself at the very crown. And enjoying this sensation of relaxation, we say, Divine Father, Father of mine, you who are my true being, you who are my eternal God, we ask of you and we beg of you with our soul and our heart that you lead us through this opportunity to chant the mantras of the seven vowels of nature. Give us, Father, the opportunity to experience the objective imagination, the inspiration, the faculty of intuition, so that as we chant, that we may clearly see the flow of our transmuted waters, that we may clearly see the rotation of our magnetic centers. But also that we may perceive any symbols, any visions that you may have in store for us. If there were any visions, we ask that you grant us the faculty of inspiration so that we may be able to instantaneously apprehend the spiritual significance of the vision itself and the faculty of intuition so that we may instantaneously know the significance and the reason for the vision. We ask of this in the name of the Christ, by the power of Christ, by the majesty and the love of Christ. And we ask of this in your holy name. So be it. Let's chant. Oh. Divine Father, we give you infinite thanks for this new opportunity that you have granted us. We are infinitely grateful as you allow us to unite our hearts as a grand family. And we are infinitely grateful for the experience that you allow us to perceive. And as we maintain our remembrance of self, we take a deep breath in one, two, and as we exhale, we wiggle our toes and our fingers, and we open our eyes. So, dear friends, this has been our practice with the mantras I-A-O-U-A. Thank you, everyone, for joining us this evening. And may all beings be happy.